So whether you're wealthy or you're not quite sure if you're wealthy enough, there's some really good planning opportunities that are probably going to go away or be changed dramatically by the start of 2026. So we're pushing our people to understand what's going on now, apply it to your situation, and see if it makes the needle move enough for you to act today.
Financial independence.
Freedom.
Financial picture.
Independent financially.
Financial future.
Financial freedom and wealth.
Financial independence.
Get your fill. Financial independence and long life. Welcome to another episode of Get Your Fill, Financial Independence and Long Life, where we explore ways to achieve those two goals and invite very knowledgeable and interesting people on to help us. So that's why I'm very excited that Frank B. Hanna Jr., CHFC Private Wealth Advisor. Frank is a leading specialist in estate and tax planning, private real estate investment, and wealth management for a select group of individuals, executives, and privately held business owners. Frank spent over 15 years within the restaurant hospitality industry, operating several of his family's restaurants, bars, and nightclubs. But then in 2007, he walked away and launched a financial consulting firm providing guidance in real estate, tax management, and private investment. He now manages over $1 billion in private client assets. Frank, welcome. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you for having me. Happy Friday. Excited to be here.
Frank, you know, you don't often see financial planner and real estate in the same sentence, which is kind of a shame, right? A lot of financial planners are interested in funds and places where they can make up whatever. I'm not going to judge, but a lot of financial planners don't consider themselves to be really into the real estate thing. How did that happen for you? How did the overlap happen?
Well, it started, I wasn't getting self-fulfillment in the restaurant nightclub business, even though it was fun for a few years there. But I got out and had some experience on overall kind of financial planning, real estate investment, tax planning, so on and so forth. But I kind of identified a void in the marketplace, and kind of what you just alluded to, felt like there was an axe to grind with people that I was leaning on for financial advice. And ultimately felt like the individuals we had were not proactive. They were more reactive. And again, I felt like they were nudging me to what they wanted to sell me or pitch me. So I said, you know what? I think I've got the relationships and the wherewithal to start this and kind of put a value add, best of both worlds, deliverable where we could give objective, independent advice to the emerging entrepreneur. And whether they love real estate and they hate the stock or bond market or vice versa, we've got a wide menu of options. And ultimately, we just want to give, process-driven advice versus product-driven advice.
Yeah, that's a perfect way to put it. How do you feel like real estate helps your clients with their tax planning and with their overall strategy of keeping more of their wealth?
I just think there's nothing like real estate. There's no other tangible investment that you can invest in that can pay you a monthly income stream that, oh, by the way, is tax favored. And ultimately, over time, if it's the right real estate investment, can appreciate. And has the ability to, you know, assuming you scale up at some time and leverage those real estate to bigger opportunities, there's no other way to do tax-free, tax-favored, maneuvers in order to make those assets grow. So I think there's nothing like it. I love real estate. I have money in stocks and bonds, but I always lean real estate. You don't have to sell me on it.
I know. Well, I always feel like I have more control with real estate, right? If some stock is doing stupid things, there's nothing I can do about it. But if no one wants to rent my apartment, I can go fix it up, make it nicer, right? There are things that I personally can go and do rather than just hoping that the CEO gets his head out of his behind, right?
I think people really associate with that kind of tangible association with real estate. They can feel it, they can touch it, they can go visit it. When you're in a stock or a mutual fund or an ETF, you know, you don't really know what's going on, and you don't, nobody really has, I don't care, the most skilled financial advisor, you know, does not have a crystal ball and cannot predict what the market's going to do. So they always, I'm a big advocate for buy and hold, systematically invest. But as you said, you're kind of stuck in that space of watching and crossing your fingers that the more overall market's going to perform or your fund is going to perform. And, you know, you never win by trying to time the market, jump in and out. So I definitely think like we definitely have more control with real estate. And if you surround yourself with the right people and educate yourself, I just think there's nothing like it.
Absolutely. But now, Frank, you take it even to another level though, too, right? You actually have things that you manage, like syndications and stuff that you take care of, or if you will, or have created, right? Are you creating those syndication opportunities for your clients?
Yeah. So we, a big piece of our business, you know, out of the million or billion and a half dollars that we manage, I'd say, you know, rapidly approaching half of it is real estate. So we do a variety of different syndicated real estate deals that I would say on the surface provide institutional access to really attractive real estate that we as individual investors couldn't otherwise, you know, get access to. We pay monthly tax favored competitive dividends. We have a variety of deals in, you know, a number of asset classes, multifamily, student housing, industrial, self-storage, you know, whatever you might be looking for, we have it. The markets that we live in are kind of, you know, I'd say tax favored, pro-business, pro-growth states. So we do a lot in Texas, Florida, Charlotte, Nashville, you know, that those kind of Sunbelt regions. A lot of our deals are 1031 exchange friendly, meaning that someone can sell a hard piece of real estate. And if they can't find the right replacement property and they don't want to pay the capital gains taxes, they can do a direct tax free maneuver into one of our passive real estate deals. A lot of our deals qualify for accelerated depreciation. So if you're a real estate professional and you're looking to soften the income tax blow and you had a decent year, contributions into some of our deals can soften that. And then some are just, you know, just attractive deals that people are looking to invest in and they just don't know where to start.
Fun. Now, I had a really great question about that. Well, actually, why don't you just take a second and people who aren't familiar with the term syndication, who aren't exactly sure what that means, could you just kind of give a quick summary of that?
Yeah. So we take a traditional real estate deal and we essentially register it as a security with the SEC, and it allows us to break it apart and offer, you know, fractional ownership to accredited investors. So an accredited investor is somebody that has a net worth outside of their primary residence of $1 million and an income stream of north of 200,000. So you have to be an accredited investor to invest in that, those deals. But we essentially, it's a security that has to be registered with the SEC. It's considered like a private placement, and it's just like any other fund or REIT or any other, you know, thing that you could buy on the open market. But ours are privatized. So you have to be somebody that goes directly through us for access to our deals.
And is that, go ahead.
I was just going to say they pay a monthly tax favored income stream. And then depending on the type of the deal, we have deals that are in length of, you know, 2 years all the way up to about 5 years in length. So they are brick and mortar real estate. So it's not a liquid fund. But for somebody that's just looking for a little diversification and they want access to real estate and they want, you know, a timeline that they can be confident in to have, you know, liquidity event, we've got everything, all shapes and sizes.
So they invest in the fund and then a period of time goes by and then you, at that point, you're selling that asset?
Yeah, typically, depending if it's one asset or several assets, sometimes we'll have one big liquidity event where we'll have paid the investors, competitive income stream over time. And then at the end of the deal, we'll give them back all their principal and almost always some degree of appreciation. We have a projection, but we don't know what it'll be till we actually sell the asset. Sometimes it'll be staggered where we'll sell assets over time and slowly reimburse the investor.
And is that something that someone could use, like their 401k or their IRA, a
So
self-directed IRA to get involved in?
you can do a self-directed IRA. You can't do like an active 401k that you've got with a, if you're self-employed or a employer, because you're limited to whatever choices they have there. So you can do that with IRA assets. Definitely. You can do it with cash. There's different tax benefits that are associated with that, but absolutely.
And I understand you also do some private lending for people who are wanting to do their own projects.
Yep. So I think that makes us really unique, Christine,
Very, yeah.
because we can offer you solutions for somebody that's looking for investment or coming out of a 1031 exchange. But for your other real estate investors or people that are at any point within the real estate transactions, we could be a resource. So we do private lending. We have private equity groups and fixed lending partners where we'll go in. If you have an individual that has an opportunity, they need some degree of financing, the banks don't want to talk to them, or they don't want to pay what the banks are charging, or the banks are too restrictive, we could be a resource there. We are always looking at different opportunities. So if you have realtors or real estate developers or investors that are looking to sell assets for whatever reason that may be attractive enough, we would consider purchasing those assets potentially and then syndicating them or putting them in one of our types of deals that we could offer to different investors. So I think regardless if you're on the replacement side or the sale side or the investment side, we could be a really good resource.
So would you say that you're a good choice for someone who's just trying to get involved in real estate investing, or do you require people to have some history?
Now we can be I again, I get all types of people. I've got people that are, are worth hundreds of millions and have done deals all over the place, and they're just looking for some financial freedom and they invest in our deals. And I also get some other people that are, have had some success in their line of work, and they've built up enough money where they qualify to be an accredited investor, and they just say, "Hey, you know what? Where do I start? I don't want to take the risk of tackling it on my own. Can I invest?" And a lot of our deals, you can invest as little as 25 or 50,000 in a deal, and get incredible diversification, in that deal as well.
Do you think if someone comes in as a new person, like I'm just thinking of someone who would like to be a real estate investor and they think, well, if I get involved in a syndication, then I could learn about, something about the process and something about the whole, being a real estate investor. Do you think that's accurate, that that would be a training ground in a way?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, there's a lot of good tools that we, from the forefront when we're going through the due diligence of like, hey, is this the right investment for the investor? You can learn a lot there. And then there's really detailed reports that we send out quarterly on all the deals. So a lot of our investors read through those, long reports and have questions, and they might call me and say, "Hey, what does this mean?" or "What do you think of this?" And I absolutely think you can learn a lot. And even for somebody, I consider myself relatively sophisticated because I've been doing real estate for 25 years, but I'm so busy dealing with my clients and giving them advice that I've been reluctant to go out and pursue my own private real estate deals. Oftentimes, I just build up a little capital and reinvest it in our deal because I get all the same benefits, and I don't want to take my eye off the ball of helping my clients and being, accessible for them. So I definitely think it's a great place to start, regardless of where you are in your stage of the game. And, we can also give you some good financial tax advice, along with your planning.
Perfect. And just speaking of taxes, you just touched on 1031 exchanges before. Why don't you
Yep.
just also elaborate on that a little bit for people who aren't too familiar with that?
Yeah, perfect.
Beautiful.
So the 1031 exchange exists in, you know, just the United States. So it's not outside of the United States, but it's been around for 100 years. And according to the IRS code, section 1031, the IRS will allow you to not recognize any gain or loss on the sale of real estate as long as you follow a predetermined timeline. So in an example, just say you bought an asset for $300,000, you go to sell it and it's worth $700,000 now. You don't necessarily need the capital. It has to be a investment intent purchase or property. It can't be your primary residence. So if you don't have the appetite to pay $100,000 roughly in taxes on that appreciation, the IRS will say, hey, listen, if you engage a qualified intermediary who's an unaffiliated third party that would take possessions of the fund at the settlement table, you sell your real estate, your clock starts ticking at the settlement table, you have 45 days to select one or several assets. They could be hard real estate assets. They could be passive options like the DST, Delaware Statutory Trust, that we utilize sometimes. You have 45 days to identify and then a total of 180 days from settlement to purchase those new properties to avoid paying the $100,000 in tax, capital gains tax. So you've now scaled up, bought a new piece of property, kept the $100,000 working for you. And that's essentially the essence of the 1031 exchange. And you can do that forever. Most of my wealthy clients have just exchanged over and over again, and their snowball of wealth has just continued to grow. And the running joke is you swap till you drop or defer and then die, because your heirs get a step up in basis. So if your parents, grandparents, whoever have an asset and they pass away, the now taxable basis goes up to the date of death value, and their heirs could essentially inherit that asset, sell it the next day, and pay next to no taxes.
There's these little magic things in the code, right? And yep. No one's going to necessarily tell you those things. You need to have somebody like yourself, who's a financial planner and a financial consultant, that's going to say, okay, tell me what you've got going on right now, and let's figure out how you can get to your goal without getting hammered in taxes. I mean, $100,000, yeah, that's no joke. And it can easily have appreciated that much.
Yeah, over the last few years, if you bought real estate with how hot the market's in. But yeah, I would implore your listeners to, you know, get informed, you know, educate yourself. If you don't have the right resources, call us, call Christine, because I can't tell you how many people I meet that we inform them of some of these opportunities and they say, oh my gosh, I wish I met you a decade ago or 20 years ago. I would have saved so much money. I never got this information from my accountant or my attorney.
Yeah, it's really criminal, but let's not even go there. So what are the advantages of the Delaware Statutory Trust?
So the Delaware Statutory Trust is essentially a separate legal entity created under Delaware statutory law. It really has nothing to do with Delaware, but it's essentially a tax strategy or a tax wrapper that we can put around one asset or several assets in an exchange. So it's the only passive real estate opportunity that qualifies for the 1031 exchange. So most of my clients that are utilizing that are kind of that baby boomer generation that are, you know, getting a little tired of managing the properties. They've appreciated substantially over time, and they're looking for some financial freedom. And they say, hey, you know what? Is there something I can invest in where I could do a complete tax deferred exchange, pay zero taxes, and get the same monthly tax favored income that I've been getting all these years? Yes. So we have at any given time, 15 or 20 of these programs. They pay a monthly tax favored income stream. They typically have some degree of appreciation. I'd say all in, the annualized returns are typically, you know, somewhere in the double digits. But they can give you that kind of financial freedom. If you're not exhausted from managing your own real estate and you're in the middle of an exchange and you don't have the appetite for the capital gains taxes, and you can't find a replacement property to identify on your identification sheet in the middle of a 1031 exchange, you can use our Delaware statutory trust programs as an alternative or a backup plan or a safety gap. If you've got that hard real estate deal all set up, ready to go, and something falls apart, you don't want to be caught with your pants down and be on the hook for that tax. You can list these programs as a nice alternative. So oftentimes, you know, I always joke, within 5 minutes, I can tell, is this a person that is a passive investor, or is this the control person that wants to manage every little aspect of the property? So sometimes the DST, which is the acronym for Delaware Statutory Trust, right away is super attractive, or right away I know this is not for them. But even for the people that it's not for them, it is a really good tool as a kind of safety gap if your other options fall apart.
Yeah. So just so people know, when you do a 1031 exchange, you can only identify three properties.
Yep.
And if for some reason you can't get those three properties, then you basically are paying tax on that gain.
Yep. Yep.
So absolutely. If you list one of the properties as one of these Delaware statutory trusts, then that's mm-hmm. your third property. That's your backup. If yep. the other two fall through, then you can say, oh, well, at least I don't have to pay tax. I can just pop it in here. Maybe it's not what I wanted. Maybe I do want to be more active, but at least yep. I am not paying taxes. So I'll get in one of the shorter ones and, you know, yeah. I'll be protected at least.
Yeah, no, great point. Yeah. So we get a lot of people that are just kind of using us as like a parking spot or a landing spot for a few years in some of our shorter deals till this wild environment we're in with values and interest rates and, you know, all that stuff kind of calms down and we get some certainty.
Yeah, definitely. So Frank, when you first get a new client and they sit down with you, whether in real life or virtually, how does that go? Like what kinds of things, just to like walk us through what an intake would be like working with you?
Yeah. So we call it discovery. So I do a lot less talking and I want to learn about the investor and hear what's important to them, where they're at, goals and objectives, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, really see what their needs are. And, you know, if that leads down the road of, you know, real estate investment and they have the dollars or liquidity to go down that road, we'll show them options. If not, we'll be honest with them and say, hey, listen, I think you're not quite there. I think you should start here and here's some tax plays that can help you keep more money in your pocket and be a little bit more leaner and efficient with your planning. So I always tell people, 1,000% of the time, a conversation with us is going to be really valuable, even if we walk away from it and the timing's not perfect to work together. But yeah, almost always, I think you get great information. And if we're not the perfect fit for that person at that given point in time, we can absolutely point them in the right direction. But yeah, we call it discovery. It's a brief conversation and it's really just let us learn a little bit more about you and what's important to you.
Yeah. Excellent. Excellent. So Frank, I feel like we've got a lot. I've already got a lot out of this conversation, but I want to make sure that we've covered anything that you wanted to make sure people knew about. So was there any question that I didn't ask that you really want to make sure people know the answer to?
Nah, I think we covered some good stuff as it relates to real estate. We hit on a few good, you know, topics. I would just tell you again for your listeners that I know you've got a wide group or a wide range of listeners, like just don't wait. You know, I would just say act now, whether it's us, myself, a group like ours or somebody else, like I would implore you to get information. Don't wait. There's never a perfect time to like plan everything. You know, people get that kind of analysis paralysis and they sit back and they, you know, I'm busy and I'm never going to plan or do this. And oftentimes they miss great opportunities. So I would just implore your listeners to like act today. Don't wait. There's, you know, the tax law today is going to be different tomorrow and you're going to miss out on valuable opportunities. So, you know, I would just say that. And again, I know we touched on real estate, but, you know, we do a lot of, you know, I'd say high level estate trust, you know, asset protection type strategies. So whether you've got, you know, a spouse and a young family, or you've got multi-generational, you know, family wealth, there's absolutely some things that we can introduce to you that will, you know, protect you, put another moat around the fortress.
Yeah, that's a great point, Frank, because a lot of people think, oh, I have a will, so I'm all set.
Yeah.
Right. And that's just not really true, is it?
Yeah. Now these, you know, the laws are going to change depending on what happens with, you know, this new administration potentially. But a lot of laws are set to sunset at the beginning of 2026. So whether you're wealthy or you're not quite sure if you're wealthy enough, there's some really good planning opportunities that are probably going to be go away or be changed dramatically by the start of 2026. So we're pushing our people to, you know, understand what's going on now, apply it to your situation, and see if it makes the needle move enough for you to act today.
Yeah, excellent. So Frank, how can people reach you if they want to have a discovery call?
Sure. So you could call our office. It's 610-431-1210. Our website is www.revxwealth.com. And my email is Frank, F-R-A-N-K, Hannah, H-A-N-N-A, at revxwealth.com.
All right, great. And all those links will be in the show notes. Frank, thank you so much for being with us today. This was a super, super enlightening conversation.
Yeah, thank you. I'm excited. It was good to see you. I'm going to go play in the snow now.
Love it. And thank you, listener, for listening. If you know anyone who has wealth or would like to have it, please forward this episode to them. They will thank you because Frank is going to enlighten them with some really cool, different ideas of ways to maintain or build their wealth. And I don't think you know too many people who don't at least want to have some wealth or a little more than they do today. So I know you'll be forwarding it to a bunch of people. And in the meantime, have a fantastic week. We'll see you next week.